Now, today, April the 15th, is the feast of St. Ruan. He's a 6th century abbot who was known as one of the 12 apostles of Ireland and made many a prophecy in his day. And there's a tradition in Ireland that you can hear the first cuckoo calling on St. Ruan's feast day. Niall Hatch, Development Officer of Birdwatch Ireland. St. Ruan's prophecies and the first call of the cuckoo on the 15th of April, Niall. Truth or fiction?
No, I think that St. Ruan was certainly onto something there, because this is the time when most people do start to hear the cuckoo. Now, it's not the first. The first record we've had reliably so far this year was actually on the 31st of March, but it is this time in April when you expect the big bulk of these to come in. And that's when we in Birdwatch Ireland, through our Spring Alive project, we tend to get most of the records coming in. So there is something in it.
And particularly in the West, is that right? That's where you might hear the cuckoo calling?
Yes, the species is still widespread across Ireland, but it's much thinner on the ground than it used to be. It's not on the endangered list yet. By coincidence, actually, Birdwatch Ireland has just issued its red list of birds of conservation concern in Ireland. 26% of Ireland's bird species are on that list. The cuckoo is not. It's still on the green list, but we want to keep it that way. The West is certainly the stronghold, particularly the Burren, the Aran Islands. There's very good populations there. They like the boglands of Roscommon and Leitrim. The Wicklow Mountains are good as well. But a lot of other areas, they've disappeared, sadly.
And many people are familiar with you through your work talking about birds over the years. But the fact that this finding now, this survey between Birdwatch Ireland and the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds in Northern Ireland, is finding that Irish birds are more endangered than ever before. How do you feel about that?
It really is very worrying. It's really stark findings. The declines in bird populations over just the last few years have been really shocking across a wide range of species. So seabirds like puffins are affected. Garden birds like the greenfinch are affected. Breeding waders like snipe, curlew affected as well. So it really is very scary.
And what's going wrong?
It seems there are many things going wrong. There's problems in terms of intensification of agriculture. Climate change is playing a role. We're having issues in relation to the migratory journeys of some of these birds. We're seeing a lack of food supply for some of our wintering water birds, like ducks and geese and so on. So there's many different things happening. And of course, Dáil Éireann has declared that Ireland is in the middle of a biodiversity and climate crisis. More action is needed to reverse these declines and to protect our birds and other wildlife.
What particular species are you most worried about?
So many of our farmland birds are declining badly. So birds like the yellowhammer, a beautiful little yellow sparrow-like bird, a bird of prey called the kestrel as well, until quite recently a very common sight along the sides of motorways, hovering there looking for mice, which is what they feed on. That species has declined massively in just the last 5 or 6 years. So that's very scary for us. And then, of course, there's birds like the corncrake and the curlew birds, where the declines have long been noted, but the situation is not really improving.
And coming back to just briefly on that before we wrap up the programme, what can people do if, you know, they want to make their, how do they make, you know, Ireland a better place for birds?
I think there's things we can all do. I think we need to make sure that more space is given to biodiversity. We need to not do things like not cutting hedges during the summer months. We need to support conservation organisations like Birdwatch Ireland through membership, reporting sightings of things like the cuckoo to our Spring Alive project, which we've been running with Mooney Goes Wild on the radio programme. That can be done as well. And talking to elected representatives and making it clear that biodiversity is important, and pushing for proper agri-environment measures to benefit the farmers who are farming biodiversity and therefore benefiting all of us. We need to value it much more.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your valuable time this morning. That's Niall Hatch from Birdwatch Ireland.